Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books and 2 online courses. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches benefit from free will, choice, and goddess's help. Many of my constant readers and listeners know that I deal with depression symptoms, and I have a really tough fight sometimes, but I was given a gift from Goddess. She gave me the insight that I'm not broken. Now, from day to day, moment to moment, it's really hard to believe that. So I have 3 insights for you. The first insight is return to Goddess's insight. Every morning, it's a struggle to get up, but I have a therapy animal and I need to take care of him. So that motivates me to get up in the morning. His name is Magic, and that's with a K, because he makes food disappear. So that gets me out of bed, but I still really don't feel very good. So I try to turn my thoughts to Goddess's insight that I am not broken. In this house, I take care of a lot of people. My own parents, my cat Magic, who has diabetes, and my sweetheart. So I have to remember that my spirit is whole and I am able to take care of all these beings in my house. Now, it doesn't mean that I don't feel tired all the time, but I do return to Goddess's insight. And now for our second insight. Today, choose the path of Goddess's insight. By this I mean, Goddess will give you an insight, but you have a choice. And this is where your free will comes in. Every day I have a choice. I can listen to the voice of Goddess, or I can listen to the voice of depression symptoms. What I realized was that I really need to get the depression symptoms to quiet down. I described depression symptoms as tinnitus. It's always there, like a bad humming noise in your ears, all the time. But I've noticed some people with tinnitus can go through the day with some moments of being so focused that the tinnitus seems to melt away, or that the tinnitus quiets down. So they actually get some moments in the day of being free from tinnitus. And I look for those moments when I can feel free of depression symptoms. I have to remember and choose to act repeatedly like I'm not broken. And now our third insight. Ask for Goddess's support moment to moment. So as I go through my day and I have depression symptoms, I constantly need to remind myself to ask for Goddess's support. Each moment is its own separate instance. I know some people can have something bad happen in the day, and they write off the whole day as being bad. When I choose to live according to Goddess's insight that I am not broken, I can experience some relief from my depression symptoms. For example, I experience momentary relief when I'm knitting or working on a project that I really like. I also see some shows that make me laugh. I'm also tied into certain groups on Facebook. There are certain memes that make me laugh, but it's my choice to remember that I have multiple different types of moments every day. Some laughter, some pain, some moments when I feel on purpose, when I'm caring for family and friends. And now I will summarize. The first insight was return to Goddess's insight. The second insight was, today, choose the path of Goddess's insight. And number 3, ask for Goddess's support moment to moment. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can also go to my website, GoddessHasYourBack.com and MoonwaterSilverclaw.com. I also have 2 courses on Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess-Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. May all of these help your journey. Blessed be.